This church, built by the D'Urso family and donated to the town of Grumo in 1611, blends faith, art and memories in its every stone. Its ancient walls are still adorned by frescoes. In the centre is the Trinity crowning the Virgin Mary next to the faces of Lucrezia D'Urso and her brother, the benefactors who enabled the construction of this sacred place. Other frescoes depict figures of popular devotion, St. Anthony, St. Francis of Paola, and St. Lucy. The chapel has changed over the years. In the 1800s, a rectangular room was added to give it the form of a cross, while the simple gabled facade was enhanced by a sober bell gable. Every stone holds the memory of the steps of the peasants who visited on holy days. In 1946, Luigi Fiorillo commissioned a papier-mâché artist from Lecce to create a statue. The light and fragile statue took its place among the devoted in processions and in important moments in the community. For centuries, the festival bound to this church was the beating heart of Grumo. On Easter Monday, the joy of voices and colours was all around. In the morning, there were market stalls, and in the evening, the townspeople gathered around the Pallo della Cucagna, a pole made greasy with fat and full of precious prizes. Brave young people attempted the climb amidst laughter, falls and applause, and the whole town was united in their enthusiasm. Pieces of bread in the shape of a dove were handed out to everyone, present, simple yet full of significance, the symbol of the Holy Spirit and fraternal communion. Every bite was faith, joy and hope. Today, the path continues in the so-called Via della Fede, Road of Faith, to Melito. Along the way, sacred shrines appear as spiritual guides, witness to the deep devotion of the townspeople.